This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 29th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, perfect for a beach outing. Jerusalem is also experiencing mild temperatures with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Walla reports 20 Iranian advisors died in a U.S.-Saudi strike in eastern Iraq, including Revolutionary Guards members. Also, Israel Hayom warns that Israel cannot afford mistakes against Hezbollah following a drone attack that violated the ceasefire. Also this hour, 24 News reveals Israel is gearing up for Election Day under missile fire with new attack protocols being drafted. Separately, Israel Hayom highlights the same drone incident, emphasizing the need for both military deterrence and diplomatic moves. And finally, the Jerusalem Post notes that as conflicts in Iran and Ukraine converge, Israel and Ukraine may collaborate on military advancements. Reaction has been swift on social media. Belaz News reported just minutes ago that Saudi Defense Minister Prince Khalid bin Salman met with U.S. Vice President Vance to discuss de-escalating tensions with Iran. Joe Truesman commented earlier today that Saudi Arabia's strategy is not just about forming a coalition of warships, but preventing the Houthis from imposing shipping tolls. From IL Red Alert, we learned that Saudi Arabia is discussing the formation of an international coalition to safeguard Red Sea shipping from Houthi threats. Let's go deeper, starting with the U.S.-Saudi strike in Iraq. Walla reports that an American official confirmed the deaths of 20 Iranian advisors, including technical experts. This move, part of ongoing tensions, underscores the volatile situation in the region. The impact on diplomatic relations remains to be seen. Turning to the drone attack, Israel Hayom stresses the importance of Israel responding firmly to ceasefire breaches by Hezbollah. The incident raises concerns over regional stability and calls for a strategic combination of force and negotiation. Meanwhile, as I-24 News highlights, Israel prepares for potential missile threats on Election Day. Drafting new protocols is crucial for maintaining public safety amidst escalating tensions. The security measures aim to ensure voter turnout and democratic processes remain unhindered. Separately, the convergence of conflicts in Iran and Ukraine, as discussed by the Jerusalem Post, suggests possible military cooperation between Israel and Ukraine. Both nations offer valuable insights into modern warfare, which could strengthen Western defense strategies. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Tomer, a missile engine manufacturer, is moving towards an IPO. This step follows successes with propulsion systems for Arrow missiles, marking a significant expansion for the company. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reflects on Warren Buffett's famous investment advice, noting its relevance to the Israeli housing market. The market is currently in a state of flux, creating opportunities for strategic investments. And finally, from Globes, Cato Networks announces its annual recurring revenue has surpassed $415 million. The cybersecurity firm reports 42% growth, highlighting its robust market position. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.